With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and pleased now to be joined by the Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr on this Monday of interesting news coming out of the State House. And, Senator, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rick, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay and anxious to know what's going on, because I know that there was a hint, more than a hint, that the budget was for the next fiscal year was going to be finally finalized today.
Well, that's exactly what's happening, Rick, and it is on a day that is traditionally the last day of formal sessions until we return back to formal session sometime after Labor Day. And so there was a lot of pressure to try to get the budget completed right now, particularly given the fact that we are a month into the new fiscal year. Fiscal year 24 began on July 1st. We began without a budget, and we've gone several weeks, obviously, without having one. So for a lot of reasons, it was very important to get one done today, and that's exactly what's happening. There was a conference committee report that was filed last night, and that conference committee report, which, as our listeners would remember, is a reconciliation between the House version of the budget and the Senate version of the budget. That has been approved by both branches, and we're now going through the other procedural steps to get that to the governor's desk, and I anticipate those steps will be completed within the hour, and the budget will be moving on to Governor Healey's desk for her consideration.
So does this I don't even know how to ask the question, but does it mean the budget it just has to be rubber stamped at this point?
Well, it's more than a rubber stamp. In Massachusetts, the governor has a line item veto, and so she'll have 10 days from when the budget arrives on her desk to consider every single item in the budget, and she'll have a number of options, but it's certainly not the end of the process, and much more than a cursory review that gets undertaken by the governor's office. So right now we are at the enactment stage with the budget, with both the House and the Senate. And I believe there were two votes against the final budget in the House. No one voted against it in the Senate. So obviously there's very strong consensus. And the next step will be the governor undertaking what consists of a pretty exhaustive review, Rick, of the budget document that will be sent to her.
Is this the legislature's final say on it?
Well, not necessarily. After the governor conducts her exercise, if she returns vetoes or sends amendments back, the legislature has the opportunity to consider those. And so while many would think that with the final approval of the budget, that's the end of the process, it's actually not. We will have another opportunity based on what the governor decides to do with the contents of the budget.
All right. And that means that there's a potential, if she vetoes, then there could be an override.
Absolutely. Historically, what happens in these cases is most of the budget gets signed, and so it goes into law and the appropriations start to flow, and then some items are reserved for a veto or an amendment. The governor can also send an item back with an amendment, and the legislature has the opportunity to consider that. Interestingly enough, when something comes back as an amendment, it takes on its life as its own bill and travels a separate path. So most of the time, what will happen, and I suspect what will happen here today, is that when we send this to the governor, she will take 10 days to look at it. Most of it will be approved, and then some items will be singled out for further consideration, either by being vetoed or sent back with amendments.
Senator, thank you so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are, and congratulations on getting this done.
Well, thanks, Rick. It's been a long path and a difficult path to get this budget done, and I'm glad that it's done today, at least with regard to the bulk of it. And again, still more process to go, but a very important day today when the budget gets approved by the House and the Senate. And thanks for the opportunity to tell everyone what's happening.
Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.